Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life, 657 AM.
It is exactly 10 o'clock, a very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition, Intimate Moments, on your favorite top gospel radio station, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. A very warm welcome indeed tonight. My name is Thompson Ma Shakeni. Thank you for joining us. Now, when you look at the Bible by and large with regards to life that we are enjoying in Christ, there is a scripture that I love most in my life in the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse number 7. And it says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." I can just imagine, this is a beautiful, beautiful piece of scripture. Now, there is forgiveness that is found in Christ. There is an abundance of life that is found in Christ. There is salvation in Christ. Immediately you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, this is what God is saying in terms of giving you and I an assurance that when we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. That's why we are no longer walking in guilt. We are not longer walking in doubt. We're very sure that our sins are totally, totally forgiven. And the blood of Jesus has done its part. Let me just play this song just to say hello. Sibusiso Sibiya Lohomcele.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of Life.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Well, what a beautiful song to say. Good evening indeed. Good evening indeed. Now, this song speaks about crown. Lowumcele. Risimra kahle swinene mingiseri wa mina loyi a rhandzekaka. The word of the Lord promises us that the Lord that we serve, the Lord that we follow, the Christ that we are actually adhering and believing in him, who died as well on the cross, he is faithful. I love that. When you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse number 13, it says, Amisi umelela indingo longa ringaniki munhu kambe xikwembu xa tsembeka. I love that. Kambe xikwembu xa tsembeka. These are scriptures, my family, that keeps us going. That even though sometimes we fail God, because we are human beings, we are mortals, the guarantee from God's word iku xikwembu xa tsembeka. Shortly, I shall be joined by Pastor Ernest Wadi. We are looking at the Bible closely. Why teachings of the Bible so key in our lives? Because for us to be equipped to be true witnesses of Christ, the Bible has to be taught. And I must say that these are days and times whereby each one of us must have that keen interest to be taught. Let me bring in the servant of the Lord. Beautiful song by Ntokozo Mbambo, Khululeka.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome the servant of the Lord, Pastor Ernest Hwadi. And I must say that I love and honor the gift bestowed upon him with regards to teaching the Bible. Well, it's my pleasure as well to welcome him in the studio on Radio Pulpit. Good evening and welcome, servant of the Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Tatani Mashakini, thank you so much for having me this evening. I really want to thank the Lord because God is so wonderful. He always creates and gives us the opportunity to preach and teach the word of God.
And I must say that, Muruti, these are times and days where the church, by and large, should go back into the teachings of the Bible.
That's very much important. Going back to the basics, learning elementary teachings and abiding by the word of God and understanding what is the will of the Lord in our lives. It is so profound, Ntate Mashakini. And my prayer is that the Lord will always, you know, continue to guide us and give us the ability that as children of God, as the body of Christ, we must be in a position to preach and teach the word of the Lord, rightly so.
Preach and teach the Bible.
Yes.
Rightly so. I love that. Muruti, what is it tonight that the Lord has laid in your heart, basically?
Oh, thank you so much. God is so good, and I want us to look into the teaching of the Bible because it is very important that we teach the word of the Lord in these days that we are living in, particularly as the body of Jesus Christ, as the body of Christ. Now, the teaching of the Bible is very important in our days as the body of Christ. And we are going to look into this subject. We are going to outline some good thoughts, you know, and also look into the word of the Lord so that we know and we are able to grow as we speak about the teaching of the word of God.
There is something that caught my attention in your intro just now. You spoke about the will of God. In other words, when this word is taught, we are able to understand and fully grasp, Pastor Ernest Hwadi,
yes,
the divine will of God. Why do you say that?
It is important. I mean, if we don't know the word of God, we do not know the will of God. The will of God is contained in the word, in the Bible itself. Now, teaching the Bible helps us to understand the will of God. It helps us to, you know, attain the principles God has given us through his word. And that's why in Ntate Mashakini we are saying the teaching of the word of God or the teaching of the Bible becomes our anchor and becomes our compass. Now we have the compass today. The compass will always show us the direction as we continue to travel in this journey. We cannot get lost. It always pointing us north to say this is the direction in which you need to travel to or towards. And also it is the anchor. The anchor, you know what an anchor is. You can see this big ships, they normally put an anchor, or they will throw it inside the sea, inside the water, so that that anchor will manage the ship. It will manage the boat. The boat will not go anywhere because it is anchored. And the word of the Lord and the teaching of the word of the Lord becomes our anchor as children of God. Now, the teaching of the word becomes our steadfast anchor and guiding compass. And this is very much important. That's why, Ntate Mashakeni, if we lose the mark of understanding the teaching of the Bible in our lives, we are really losing it. If we don't adhere even to the principles of the word of the Lord, we are not going to be steadfast, and we are not going to be anchored. We are not going to be guided by anything. But the principles of the word of the Lord are always here with us, so that we are governed by the word of the Lord. We are governed by the Bible. We are governed and we are led by the teaching of God. And it is very much important in our lives.
I must say, Pastor Enes Wadi, when you talk about the anchor, it actually helps the ship on the sea to navigate very well.
Exactly.
Why are you talking about the anchor?
You know, the ship without the anchor, it is just going to be tossed to and fro by the waves of and the wind and so on. It is not going to have the balance that it would normally need. And that is why in our lives, Ntate Mashakeni, we are anchored, we are captured, we are rooted by the word of God. And remember, when we talk about the Bible, when we talk about the word of God, we are simply talking about Christ himself. And when we are addressing this theme to say the teaching of the Bible, remember, the Bible is the word of God, and the Bible is God's word. When we want to hear what is the Lord saying about us, we approach him through his word, and that is the Bible. Now, this means that we are now anchored, we are now based, we are now given, you know, the map to say whether you turn to the right or you turn to the left, you will still hear my voice saying, this is the way to go. This is the direction that which you need to take as the child of God. Maybe let me just read a passage of scripture while we are still there in Ntate Mashakeni, so that we understand what we are talking about. We are referring to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, and I'm going to be reading verse number 13. It says, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature. You see, the teaching of the word of God, the teaching of the Bible also makes us to be mature. To be mature is to be strong. And the Bible continues to say, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Now, we also attain the full measure or the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And this becomes because we know that we are anchored in the Lord. We are anchored in Christ.
And I must say that my family, for us to be evangelists, teachers of the Bible, each and every one has the responsibility to read the Bible for himself or herself. Let's go back to the campus. Why the campus in this introduction?
Yes, Dr. Mashakeni, remember the campus will give us the direction. It normally points to the direction so that people should not go lost. All those who are traveling, all those that are on the journey going from one point to the other, you need the compass. The compass is there to point the direction. Now, as we refer to the compass, it always will reflect to say, if you go astray, it will point to the correct direction to say you need to take this route. And in the word of the Lord, the Bible is there as, you know, our compass to point us to the truth. And remember again, as we refer to the truth, we are referring to Christ himself, who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Why going into the basics so crucial in our days and time, like you mentioned earlier?
That Mashakeni, going into the basics is very much important, because this is where we return to the heart of the gospel message. And we read also in the book of John chapter number 8 from verse number 30 up until verse number 36. We see and we hear the Lord Jesus speaking about the true discipleship and also talking about spiritual freedom. And going back to the basics, it helps us also to be anchored in the message of the gospel. And that message of the gospel, it is the truth of the gospel, because Jesus also there addresses a number of, you know, important aspects. I mean, he speaks also about a faith, and he shows how faith is important. Even as he spoke, you know, the Bible tells us in verse number 30 of the book of John, chapter 8, it says, many believed in him. Now, faith is sparked by hearing the truth. Now, you are able to see that because Jesus is talking about faith, and whereas the Bible also confirms to say, as he continued to speak and teach the people, they then believed in the Lord Jesus after hearing. Now it is about faith. Going back to the basics, it's about the faith that which we have in Christ Jesus.
Much appreciated, Pastor Ernest Hwadi. Going forward, this is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Pila ubo minat, mamela inkubo zetu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Moving right along, my family, tonight. Resimra kahlera enji, botile, uteri, ulungile. Intiso, shikwembu shilungile, shilulamile, eka hina. Basically, I'm just looking at life from the biblical perspective. What is Shikwembu is saying with regards to our lives. When you look at Psalm 121, Shikwembu shivulavula inomo wa mudzari lui. And we bless the Lord because the Lord is loving, is kind to each one of us. Namaranda minamaritolama because it blesses me, it encourages me to actually look forward under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Remember, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Bible says in verses number 4 and 5 in Psalm 121, my family, it says, behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. And I must say that when I was reading this, my heart felt so blessed to know that the one who keeps South Africa, the one who keeps you and I, does not sleep nor slumber. William McDowell takes us to the next segment. Let's hear what the servant of the Lord had to say. And William McDowell says, you are God alone.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
I must say that I loved the introduction of the servant of the Lord. Spoke about the campus. He explained it. I love it. And he says, going back to the basics, what does it mean? He spoke very well. Moving forward, Pastor Ernest White, we hear the Lord Jesus Christ saying, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let's have the conversation going forward.
Oh, yes. Ndati Mashakini, thank you so much. That is a powerful statement that was said by the Lord Jesus when he was saying, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. In an actual fact, mantswe a ruafumana mo bukeng ya John chapter 8, verse number 32. And I want to read that passage, Ndati Mashakini. John chapter 8, let me read from verse number 31 and read verse number 32. It says, so Jesus said to those Jews who believed in him, if you live by what I say, you are truly my disciples. And verse 32 says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, the reason Jesus was saying you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Remember, he was not talking about the intellectual facts or talking about the philosophical ideas, but he was actually pointing to himself as the embodiment of the truth. And Jesus was saying that, because you believed in me, then, and you are doing what I am telling you to do. Then he was saying, I am the embodiment of the truth. And remember also that is confirmed by the book of John chapter 14 verse number 6, where the Bible tells us when Jesus was saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is referring to himself as the truth. And when he says, you will know the truth, this simply means you will know me, because I am Christ. That is the words of the Lord Jesus. He was simply saying, you shall know me because I am the truth. And Jesus Christ is the truth. And he also continues to say, the very truth that which you shall know, the truth that which you will know, will set you free. It means it will deliver you. It will save you. It will, separate you from the challenges of this world. And, you know, everything that condemns people, you are going to be saved from it. This word, you are going to be set free, it normally talks about the salvation. Now, remember what I said. I was saying that he was not referring to the intellectual facts or the philosophical ideas, but he's pointing actually to himself as the embodiment of the truth. Now, what kind of freedom is Jesus talking about here? We know and we understand that Jesus was speaking to the people who thought they were already free at that time. Descendants of Abraham, they were so proud because of their heritage. Jesus, as he was communicating with them, he had to show them and reveal the deeper bondage that which they were in. And he was talking about the slavery to sin. And when he says, you will know the truth, remember, he is simply saying, I am the truth, and you shall know me because you believe in me. And this truth, meaning that I, as Jesus, being the truth, I will set you free. The truth sets free. And because the Jews at that time, they thought, you know, that they have it all, Jesus was showing them that you are still bound because of sin. But because you are now believing in me, I am here to give you the freedom that will free you even from the bondage of sin.
I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord, Pastor Ernest Hwadi, Intimate Moments Radio Pulpit. And I must say that I love the words of Jesus, because the words of Jesus are so important.
That's true.
Very, very important. Now, Maruti, he says, you will know the truth. Now, each and every institution to be established well, it could be marriage, it could be the church, it could be the community, it could be the family by and large, they must be the element of the truth. Yeah. Otherwise, that particular institution will never stand.
Yeah, no.
It
will never stand, Dr. Mashakini. That's so true. We really need to be truthful. We need to stand in the truth, and that is Christ himself. Now, if you are entering into marriage without the truth, the marriage cannot stand, because truth is another element that establishes marriage. You confined in the truth of Jesus Christ, the truth of the Word of God, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The marriage is sustained by honesty. The marriage is sustained when people will realize that it is only Christ who can help us to remain faithful and to remain truthful. And remember, the institution of marriage cannot stand if ever we don't base in the truth of the word of the Lord. We really need Christ to help us as the church, and even in every institute, the family setup, we really need to base our belief in Christ, our faith in Christ, and also to continue to be truthful. Once we understand the truth of Jesus Christ, we are able to build ourselves in Christ.
Now, one writer says, my family, the foundation of the house It is, or the strength of the house is determined by the foundation. If your finances, you want it to be, you're not strong, there must be a base. In marriage, there are countless people that you ceremonially got them together. They got married. You know, many a times where you preach, you tell about the honesty that you are talking about, Murut. And that honesty is the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Exactly, Ndati Mashakeni. That's so true. Another thing, we simply say, Ndati Mashakeni, the truth is redemptive. And that's another aspect that which I want to dwell on it, to say to us as the children of God, we need to realize that the truth is redemptive. Why am I saying the truth is redemptive? It exposes lies, it breaks the chains, it restores identity. Because the truth is redemptive, remember Christ is our Redeemer. Redemption comes from Christ himself. And because Christ is the truth, when we say the truth is redemptive, we are simply saying, let us focus on Christ. Christ is the truth, and Christ is able to expose every lie, and Christ is able to break every chain, and again, Christ is able to restore our identity. Wherever you are, let your identity be restored. And it is only Christ who can restore that identity. To know the truth, that Mashakini,
yes,
means that it means more than intellectual aspect.
I hear you. Yes.
It means more than intellectual agreement. It really means experiencing the truth through the relationship with Christ.
Now, when you talk about relationship with Christ is very, very important as well, meaning that one has to hear the truth.
Exactly.
And you believe in your heart the truth.
Yeah.
You speak it out with your mouth, and broadly speaking, there is salvation. Why salvation as well?
Yes. Yeah. There is salvation.
Talk to me.
That kind of understanding transforms us. And it transforms us not only in the inside, but inside out. It is the transformation that which we are talking about. As you ask the question about the salvation, this salvation transforms us from inside out. Yes, and that's where we realize the grace of God to say it is important for us to hold on the truth, because the truth shall set us free. Remember, Ndati Mashakeni, the truth is Christ Jesus. And when we walk in that truth, we are no longer bound by guilt. We are no longer bound by fear or the need to prove ourselves. We don't have to prove ourselves. We are free to live as sons and daughters of God. It is because of the truth that which we know. And the Bible says that this truth shall set us free, and we will be free indeed.
Moving forward, my family, I'm loving the conversation. Indeed, it is the truth of the living God. In the studio, Tate Muruti and Eswati, let's continue with the conversation and good music as well. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha e Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Yeah, my family, we continue with the conversation on intimate moments tonight. And thank you for choosing us as your daily companion. By and large, I'm looking at scriptures. Perhaps at your own time, you may also look at scriptures for yourself. Now, in other words, Shikwembu will always back up what he says. Right? Loko u languta buku ya Tipisalema 121. Hi Xitsonga aka verse number 5 ya kona yiri. Yehova i muhlayisi wa wena. Yehova i nduti wa wena evokweni ra xinene ra wena. Like I said, these promises, my family, keeps us going, regardless of the stumbling blocks and the things that comes our way. But we wake up, we walk by faith, knowing that, hey, Shikwembu xa bulabula nasona xi nyika ndlela. Much appreciated to Pastor Ernest Wadi as we continue with the conversation and the music as well. Right, the Holy Spirit is the one who leads us. Huh? Now, all the battles that we face, because each and every one, daily, we have got our own struggles. However, we're grateful to the Lord that this battle does not belong to us. It belongs to the Lord. So, since while it belongs to the Lord, we can say, indeed, God is able. Worship House on your daily companion. He lifted me up.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.